Jamhuri ya Zimbabwe.
What's good, Zimbabwe Moshe Lingani Chonanjani Mtawaza Moshe Zimbabwe Moshe Kwazwai Muri ya Zimbabwe Ita Ita Ola Jiviko Hama Zangu Muri ya Zimbabwe. If you tune in right now, you tuned into Live Talk The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Muri ya Zimbabwe, if you tune in right now, you tuned into Live Talk The Connection, brought to you by Studio 7, A Voice of America, on Tuesday, December 7, 2021. Mtogazo Moshe, Zimbabwe Moshe. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Mtogazo Moshe, Zimbabwe Moshe. If you're tuning in right now, welcome from wherever you are in the world. Tinogamuchirai pano pachirongwa chedu chechidiki, uhlelo The Connection, lilami uMike Hove. Muri Zimbabwe, welcoming to you from my apartment in Washington, D.C. And nathi muchirongwa chedu chechidiki, namhlanje uhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. Tonight on The Connection, Muri Zimbabwe, we continue the discussion on the COVID-19 pandemic, the coronavirus pandemic, responsible for taking millions of lives across the globe, thousands of lives in Zimbabwe. However, our conversation is not just going to be ending there. Muri ya Zimbabwe, we're also going to be wrapping up our conversation, our discussion on the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence campaign, which comes to an end on this Friday, December 10th, 2021. Now, we're also going to be taking a moment, to commemorate or celebrate the life of a prominent human rights advocate, a prominent political commentator who passed away a couple of days ago on December 4th. Nasi Pachirongwa Chedichewechidiki, Chiange Chikurukura Newechidiki, who will be speaking to the youth of Zimbabwe about the life of the late Dewa Mavinda. Unfortunately, Muri Zimbabwe, tonight's program is pre-recorded. What that means is you cannot join us live, Pano Pachirongwa Chedichewechidiki, via telephone like you usually do. However, this conversation is going to be streaming on our three Facebook pages, Muri Zimbabwe, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebeleganyela, VOA Studio 7. We're also broadcasting live on YouTube for our YouTube fanatics. Our official page is a VOA Zimbabwe, so check it out, Muri Zimbabwe. Lingakhohlwa njalo ukuthi for those that like watching the program on our web pages, we're broadcasting live as we speak on www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and of course at www.voazimbabwe.com. So those are the three places you can go ahead and watch the program, Muri Zimbabwe. Lingakhohlwa ukufitizela lapha ukubhala ukuthi share. Do not forget to press the share button, Muri Zimbabwe, so that we watch the program and our numbers. Zimbabwe, do not forget to press the like button. Also, feel free to write your comments in the comment section so that we get to see your feedback. Muri Zimbabwe. But as usual, we like to start our program with some info on COVID-19. So let's head over to the latest information released by the Ministry of Health and Child Care, the latest information on the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, according to the latest information released by the Ministry of Health and Child Care on their Twitter page, Zimbabwe currently has registered over 141,601 COVID cases, 128,966 recoveries, and 4,713 deaths. Now, to date, over 3,882,255 people have taken the first jab of the COVID-19 vaccine, and 2,892,366 are fully vaccinated. Now, the Zimbabwean government also recently announced new measures to combat the COVID-19 pandemic, Muri Zimbabwe. We're going to be taking a look at some of these measures. Now, amongst these measures, as the Zimbabwean government tries to fight, especially the new COVID-19 variant Omicron that has recently been detected in Zimbabwe, some of the new mandates passed by the Zimbabwean government include a 5-day quarantine period for all international travelers entering the country. Now, that's a minimum 5-day, and remember that these days may change depending on the results of your PCR test that you have to take before entering the country. Now, another measure that has been fully enforced lately by the Ministry of Health and Childcare is the vaccination of young Zimbabweans aged 16 and above. So now, the question that we're looking to answer tonight, Pano Pacharongwa Chiluchirichiki, is how are Zimbabweans reacting to variant COVID Omicron? So we're joined by Cheryl Zobo of the Platform for Youth and Community Development in Chipinge. I reached out to Cheryl earlier on via telephone. So let's hear more from Cheryl as we discuss COVID-19 in Zimbabwe and other issues.
The discovery of the new coronavirus variant in Zimbabwe is something which I personally fear that it will cause a lot of problems, because right now people are so much relaxed and most are no longer adhering to COVID-19 regulations. With the holidays again, people must adhere to COVID-19 regulations to protect themselves and their families, because a lot of people are a bit relaxed.
Right. Cheryl, thank you so much again for taking time out to be with us on the show today. Whilst on the discussion of the new COVID-19 variant, I want to focus on the rural areas where you guys are based. Do people in rural Zimbabwe have a firm understanding of the new coronavirus variant? And of course, most importantly, are they exercising necessary precautions, such as are they getting vaccinated? Are they wearing their masks? Are they practicing social distancing? Are they exercising the necessary precautions to ensure that they don't catch the coronavirus?
Looking at rural areas, people aren't even aware that there's a new variant, and there is still a long way to go as far as vaccination is concerned. As Platform for Youth and Community Development, we have been raising awareness, and I think it's again our duty to continue raising awareness and informing people about the new variant. People are no longer wearing masks.
Now, let's talk a little more about the measures put in place by government that target curbing the spread of coronavirus in Zimbabwe. Examples of that are for those flying into the country now, it is required that depending on your COVID-19 status, in terms of whether you test negative or positive, you quarantine for a minimum of 5 to 10 days, and it could be longer. They also have a new program whereby youth age 16 and above are now getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Tell us your thoughts in terms of these measures that government is putting in place towards curbing the spread of COVID-19.
Looking at the government's measures for people flying into the country, I think it's a good thing for them to be quarantined, because if we're looking at how the virus is spreading, I think it is a good idea, because looking at that, this month has got a lot of traveling, and because of holidays, it's good for the measures so that we limit the spread of coronavirus. Then on vaccination of youth aged 16 and above, it is a good idea, since if we look at how the coronavirus is spreading in schools, it is a good idea to protect them, and also as a way of reducing the number of deaths. The youth aged 16 and above, especially those who are under 18, should be a bit educated or informed on how the coronavirus vaccine works, since they have a lot of fears because of misinformation on social media. As you know, these ages are those who spend so much time on social media, so they need to have enough information on the good of being vaccinated so that they can take their vaccinations.
Right. I was talking to Zakanaka Mzare Zobo, Dan Kumbrokimbo Zakanya in Rimiro, my Neshona. E totanga panya yekupararira kwedenda reCOVID-19 munyika. Chipewo maonere.
Alright, mukoma Mike. Tikatasa ku kuonekwa kwe variant ritsva reCOVID-19. Tinoona kuti vakawanda kunyanyanyanya ku rural areas havasati vanzwisisa kuti kwane imwe variant yeCOVID-19 inospreada zvakadini, uye vamwe vanhu izvezvi kutaura chokwadi vachiri kutotya vaccination, vachiri kutotya kunobaiwa nhomba. Saka chinhu chekuti chinotityisa kuti taane rimwe variant reCOVID-19 apa tagara tichiri mukurwisana nekuti tisvike pahead immunity yevanhu vakavaccinatewa. Saka panotoda kurudziro yakanyanya kuti vanhu vange vachinzwisisa kumiteta kunenge kuchiita coronavirus, vanhu vange vachinzwisisa nekupararira kwanoita futi coronavirus. Because tikada kutarisa futi iko kuno kuma rural areas, kuma reserve kunoko, tichitoona kuti vanhu havana ruzivo rwacho rwekuti zviri kufamba sei, panenge pasina, nenyaya dzekuti vanhu vari kunyanya kuteerera zvakanyanya mashoko anenge achifamba, vanenge vachitambira mumafoni avo, ndo mashoko avanozonge vakunyanya kuteerera. Zvinova zvataizama kuti kubva gore rakapera sesangano replatform for youth and community development, takange tichingopa vanhu mashoko, tichidzidzisa vanhu mashoko ekuti vanhu vange vachiziva chokwadi nezvechirwere checOVID-19. Tikatarisa futi vanhu vari kuuya izvezvi zvitato munguva yemaholidays, vanhu vaakutanga kufamba kwaakutanga futi kuwanda. Saka ipapo panoda kuti shuwa tichenjerere, and ne mitemo mitsva yakaiswa nehurumende yekuti vanhu vanenge vachibva kunze kwenyika vange vachimbovharirwa kwemazuva 14. Inini ndinoona zvakanaka kuti tione kuti kana munhu asina COVID-19 obuda, kana ainayo totanga kuti arapwe, pane kuti munhu angoti achipinda munyika waakutofamba waakutospreada coronavirus. Zvinova zvinozotiisa padambudziko rekuti vanhu vazhinji vanozopedzisira vakubatwa necoronavirus. Chirwere ichi chiri kupararira zviri kurwadza.
Aiwa, nguva ndiyo yadyana naMuzvare Dzobo. Ndaachikumbira kuti mukande mashoko enyu ekupedzisira kune vateereri.
Vanhu vari kutambira zvakanyanya nyaya yekubaiwa nhomba, asi dambudziko rimwe ratinoita nderekuti vamwe vanhu vari chinhambwe kubva pazvipatara. Saka nenyaya dzemacues anomboita muzvipatara vanhu vachida kubaiwa nhomba, vanobva kure havakwanisi kuti vange vachisvikirana nenhomba. Kazhinji vanenge vakuzosvika vachinzi nhomba yedu hapasisina mushonga, mozouya. Of which vanhu vanobva kure. Saka nenyaya iyoyo yekuti munhu anenge achizoti asvika ponzi hapana, umwe anopedzisira asisina basa nazvo, asisaoni sezvakakosha. Saka zvakanaka kuti hurumende iitewo mazuva ainoti ainoisawo masenders ekuti vanhu vanofamba vachibayira vanhu nhomba. Zvinobatsira kuti zvipatara zvedu zvisaitawo pressure, uye vanhu vakwanise kunge vachiwana mukana wekunobayiwa nhomba, kunyanya-nyanya kunoku kumaruzevha kwekuti vanhu vanofamba nzendo dzakareba kuti vasvike pane chipatara chiri pedyo navo. Mazvita henyu mukoma Mike.
Well, Muri Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Cherry Odzobo of the Platform for Youth and Community Development there. Ube tukatisa nyembela okwenzakalayo elizweni, siyezwa phela ukuthi sekule variant entsha u-Omicron la usefikile kwele Zimbabwe. So uCheriyo lapha ubechazisa ngempela okuningi ukuthi yena ubona njani njengosakhulayo oyingcwethi nxa sesikhangela udaba lokumemetheka kwegcikwane le-coronavirus. So muri eZimbabwe, that was Cheriyo Dzobo there. What are your thoughts? Chipeiwo maonero enyu anezve kupararira kwedenda re-coronavirus munyika. You can send us your feedback on, of course, on our three Facebook pages, that being VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, Daniela Bo, VOA Debele. However, Muriel Zimbabwe, before we move on, I want to head over to an infomercial that was prepared by the World Health Organization on their Twitter page that focuses on the efficacy of vaccines when we're talking about fighting the COVID-19 pandemic. This, of course, includes variant Omicron. So let's head over to the little clip that we have prepared, that was prepared by the World Health Organization. For those that are tuning in via radio, I strongly suggest the video program here, it will give you a little more info in terms of this clip that was prepared by the World Health Organization. So once again, to watch the full clip, head over to the World Health Organization's Twitter page. The connection we need Mike Hove Muriel Zimbabwe. That was an infomercial prepared by the World Health Organization. This is Ayang Mbela e vaccine yasebenza. The vaccine is very effective now says Kangela Utaba Lugulisana ne coronavirus. And yoga infomercial Yangayaga Zirwa Nisanga no re World Health Organization. But it's Sanangura, she's there is Wangashtawa. Na Muzare Cheriyo Dzobo vachiti aiwa nhomba dzakagadzirwa dziripo pasi rose hanzi torai nhomba muri yeZimbabwe nekuti nhomba dziripo dzinobatsira mukurwisana nedenda recovid-19. Now earlier on in our program muri yeZimbabwe I mentioned ukuthi namhlanje kuhlelo tonight on our program we're going to be wrapping up our discussion that we started 2 weeks ago on the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence campaign which starts every year. It's commemorated annually on the starts on the 25th of November and runs through to the 10th of December. So this campaign is going to be coming to an end effective this Friday, December 10th. Tonight on the panel, on The Connection, we speak to a human rights advocate, Mariam Banga Majimavi, about the relevance of the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence campaign, especially when we talk about youth in Zimbabwe. So let us head over to a conversation that I had with Maria via Skype as we focus on the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence.
If we look at the history, which I normally don't like to dwell on because everybody says, okay, history, and it defines where everything is going. Mm-hmm. The need that this campaign is in the living is what we need to really look at. Because what it does for us as women and girls is to give hope. Mm-hmm. One, factually, it's there to raise awareness, to talk about the issues that affect women mm-hmm. and girls alike, whether at a global level, in the communities we come from, in the country or regions at large. But then when we look at the campaign itself, raising awareness, the question is it enough, Mike? Is it enough?
Right.
Talking about this reality is one thing. Coming up with solutions is another.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we say yes to raise awareness. It's actually a success story. We mm-hmm. see more organizations, communities, are definitely participating. It's getting better and better every year.
Mm-hmm.
But I always say it should not end just with the 16 days where we know from November 25th to December 10th, mm-hmm. those are 16 days dedicated.
So now, before we even delve deeper into the solutions, yeah, I want to focus on the theme a little bit, which speaks to partially what you were talking about. This year it says, Orange the World in Violence Against Women Now. Now, this is a theme that is relevant across the whole globe, but fortunately and unfortunately, tonight we're focusing mainly on our audience, which is predominantly Zimbabwean. So how relevant do you think this theme is towards Zimbabwean and towards Zimbabwean youth to be particular?
We are part of that campaign movement. We are part of it. And this year, I will say, this year, it was really, it was humbling to see that the powers be started also participating, because there was a very nice picture that was circulating where they actually acknowledged the campaign itself. And I said, okay, it may seem like a small deed, but it means a lot. It means we are beginning to understand as legislators, as government, as policymakers, that there is need to have a conversation. So that we should not minimize what just putting that declaration and that picture that was circulating around, it shows that we are starting to understand that there is need for a conversation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I will applaud them for doing that. Mm-hmm. Now, looking at our country in relation to the issues pertaining to gender-based violence against women and girls, again, I am going to state and say there is progress that is being made. Is it progress that we would say, as women, we would say that's a success story? I'll say it's working progress. Because I also want to remind everyone as we sit here and discuss this, no nation across the globe can attest in their fullness that there's no violation of gender-based violence in their respective countries.
Right.
Even the Western countries or developed economies, if I have to say, no nation can stand holy than thou and say, we are perfect, we are not wrongdoing on the women. Now, in Zimbabwe, we see that there's been laws that have been passed to protect women when it comes to jurisdiction and so on. We are seeing that when it comes to, there's no longer the leniency that was there before, where people felt they could get away with certain acts, but we are starting to see them being, you know, where the judgment is being called. So there is improvement. It still can get better, number one. And we also saying, when we look at the organizations, again, in Zimbabwe, we are proud to say there is the coalition of all these other organizations that work towards gender-based violence and protect the women's rights. There is. They are there. The Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe is there. Mm-hmm. What is my take regarding the youth? Mm-hmm. I feel there's a lot of work that needs to be done. Mm-hmm. We have to go back to the fundamental basics, the foundation. How is the youth going to know and understand what violence is?
Right.
If we don't teach them. Mm-hmm. What am I proposing? Probably starting to talk about it in the school system. Catching them whilst they're still young.
Talk to me a little more about how, in your opinion, gender-based violence affects the youth.
I imagine if my niece was married off at an age of 14, what have I done to her? That's a question I pose. One, I've taken away a childhood. You're marrying off a child who is still trying to discover themselves. They are not equipped to deal with marital aspects or marital factors. They don't even know who they are. If they are teenagers, they're still dealing with adolescent pressures, let alone a marriage, a home. Mm-hmm. There's everything wrong, humanly wrong with that picture. Mm-hmm. And when we then look on the collective, what precedents are we setting as a nation, as a community, as a region? What are we saying about the role of the girl child in the economy, in the social sphere? What are we saying?
Well, Maria Ngatsimboze nyai mission and this thoughts and sixteen days of activism against gender based violence.
Chiri kuita kuti vanasikana nevanhukadzi vasabatwa zvakanaka, whether mukurarama kwedu, kana mudzimba, muzvikoro, kana kuti kunzvimbo dzatinoshanda. Zvinokodzera kuti tive tichionesana panyaya iyi. What is our way forward? How do we go nazvezvi? Tinokwanisa kuti, okay, gender-based violence, chiko, vanhukadzi. Vamwe vanoti aiwa domestic violence. Aiwaka. Hatisi kungosiya pakurohwa mudzimba ndizvototi zvongoita physical. Nokuti violence yacho yatiri kutaura iyi yakatonyanya, inouya nemapato akasiyana. Saka hatingatarisi chete kurohwa kuri kuitwa ana mai kana kubatwa chibharo kunoitwa vanasikana toti ndo violence kaiyi. But mungave mubasa chaimo chaimo. Vanhukadzi uri mubasa, iwowo paunenge uchipiwa kana kuti pei yako pamwedzi wapera inenge yakasiyana nemunhu. Iwo ndo mamwe magender based nyingi violence atiri kutaura anoitika mumabasa. Sexual harassment patichiona tinoiti chii, asi kunge wamanikidzwa kuita zvausingadi semunhukadzi, kuti maybe iwewe uri kufanirwa kuita zvimwe zvimwe zvisingakodzeri nemwero kuti wane paposition iyi kana basa iri. Unenge waudzwa kuti ndo zvaungu, kana usina kundipa izvi haukwanisi kuenda mberi. Izvozvo pamutemo hazvibvumirwe. Asi tinoona zvinhu zvinoitika mumararamiro evanhukadzi. Hongu kana tiri kuita campaign iyi mazuva ayo atiri kutaura, akatanga musi wa25 November kusvika December 10, kuonesana kuti zuva nezuva tiri kuramba tichinge tichirangarira kuti aiwa musakanganwa kuti mabatiro nemararamiro evanhukadzi nevasikana zviri kuda kuti tidzoke tionesane, vangave vana baba vari mumapato akasiyana siyana, angave mumachechi. Ngationgorerei kuti ndizvo here, ndo mararamiro atiri kuda here kuti ave achiitwa kuvanhukadzi nevanasikana.
Tisati takumbira kuti mutsanangure zvamamusvara nendevere. Pane ndoda kusarisawo rimwe divi renyaya iyi. Kune vanhurume nawo vane kodzero dzavo dzinombunikidzwa mudzimba vachirohwawo nevanhukadzi. Kune vanakomana navo vakasangana nematambudziko ayo, asi vanotya kutaura pamberi pavanhu nekuti vanenge vachitya kusekwa kana kuti vanhu vanenge vostart shaming them, vachiti aiwa iwewe uri murume ungarohwa sei nevanhukadzi. Ndeati mashoko amungada kukandira kune vanhurume vakasangana nematambudziko ayo.
Ndoda kuti kune hanzvadzi kana angave mwanakomana kana angave bamini kana murume, ndinoti aiwa ka, hatingati varume hamubvumidzwe kuchema. Aiwa, murume uri munhuwo. Saka zvaunonzwa ukange wabatwa zvakaipa zvinorwadza. Saka kusachema kuve mwana achafira mumbereko hazvikubatsiri. Ndo zvinozotiwinza mukoma maiki mune zvinozinonetsa mangwana. Nekuti izvozvo zvandakakwanisa kungochengeta ndoita chifuwa changu chowa bhokisi. Ndo bhedheni yave pandiri inini samaiki panapa. Handina andaudza nekuti ndiri kutya kusekwa. Hazvisekwani zvinhu izvi. Iwe ukaona pane hanzvadzi yako inouya ikataura kuti zvaitika kwandiri kungave kuchechi, ndataura kuti violence haingobati vanhukadzi chete kana vakomana. Vari kubatwawo zvibharo. Tinozviziva. Vari kutoshushwawo mudzimba imomo. Asi kuwana inzwi rako nekukwanisa kutaura nezvazvo zvinokubatsira.
Maria, sinde mudaba lorumwe lumi lovamama ngesindevela angati ausvele mbono wako nekuqakatheka kwalo mukankaso.
It's a reminder kumuntu wonke. Hakuna vafazi kupera namankazana kupera, but umuntu wonke weZimbabwe kuti hai isikhathi sisifikile omama abachaywa. Umuntu wesifazi, umuntu wenkazana has her worth. Umuntu ofanele ukuthi simbambe lati sithi lo ule value. They can be teachers, ama teacher abankazana. They can be nurses. They can be doctors. Give them a chance. So it's 16 days. It's a campaign that reminds us that.
Kangela-ke mhlaka 10 December. Siyabona ukuthi uhlelo lolu luzabe lugqiba umkhankaso lo we 16 days of activism uzabe lugqiba. Kodwa mhlaka 10 December is also Human Rights Day. Kulomnyaka lolu suku luthakazelelwa phansi kwendikimba ethi All Human, All Equal. Awusitshela umbono wakho ngokuqakatheka kwale ndikimba, itimu yalomnyaka.
You know, Mike, ngengathi umuntu wonke nje umkhangele ulama rights. Nxa umuntu ezalwa akula muntu owazalwa ukuthi wena uyinkazana uzabala lokhu olwakho lokhu lokhu umfana you will have a better life. Hayi, no. So it's a realization of our everyday existence. Sihlezi njani. Anti nxa sibuyela ubuntu sithi ukuba ngumariya ngabantu. Ukuba ngumariya ngabantu. So why not flip that? If ubuntu tells us ubuntu wethu, encompassing humanity, then why not flip the coin?
I'm going to ask this to wrap up in English. Talk to me in terms of how important empowerment is, because that seems to be what you're alluding to, that if the girl child has equal opportunities to empower herself, this could lead to a better economy, etc., etc. Talk to me about the importance of empowerment in terms of ending gender-based violence.
When we really speak of empowering, we're giving a girl child, even the boy child.
Right.
And I want us to take this. You cannot empower a girl child only and leave out a boy child.
Right.
Because there's a problem with that kind of empowerment. Mm-hmm. Because if the boy child is not empowered, he will not know how to treat a woman. Mm-hmm. So again, we'll find the same problem. Now, a girl child, if she's not empowered to know her worth to start off, we have to empower the girl child by giving her an understanding that she is complete as she is. There's nothing wrong with her. And she can be anything that she wants, that she puts her mind to. But she has to work hard. It's not, there's no ticket here where you think I have to go this way, the left way, the right way, and I'll get to the top. And you know what I'm alluding to. You have to work hard and put yourself there. Create the seat for yourself. And then you have that equal voice. But if you choose as a girl child, again, we can only do so much, give you the tools, but we cannot make you understand yourself if you choose not to. If you make the choices not to work hard, it doesn't mean you can turn around and say, because I'm a girl child, this is why I'm not getting the opportunities. You are a girl child, yes, with equal opportunities. So it becomes very imperative for us to teach the girls their worth, to value themselves, and to get an understanding that they can be anything that they choose to be.
Men to get their rights violated, men to encounter gender-based violence within homes, within society. However, a lot of men find themselves in a position whereby they fear speaking out of fear of being shamed, out of fear of being laughed at. What words would you give to those men?
Culture as we know it says men don't cry. I'm speaking specifically not only to my African brothers, being an African woman, so I relate to them more. But generally, men are expected not to cry, because when a man cries, it's a sign of weakness. And I'm here to correct that. It's not a sign of weakness. Your tears don't define you, the man that you are. Your tears are an expression of pain, the pain that you have had to go through. So it doesn't mean that when you are sodomized or you're raped as a man, you don't feel the pain. Oh, yes, you do. Talk about it. Speak about it. If you're carrying that burden, let's look for the help. Because that burden, you're going to carry it for the rest of your life. That burden could make this man, this monstrous man that you then become. Because you were told that it's not okay to cry. And I want to say to my brothers, it's okay to cry. You are human beings. And when we're expressing, whether it's tears of joy, tears of sadness, tears of sorrow, tears of that pain, express it. Nobody can take that away from you. I should say tears are a human right, especially speaking to my brothers. You're allowed. Seek the help. Speak up. Speak out.
So earlier on, you touched on the fact that this campaign runs all the way from the 25th through to the 10th. The 10th itself, as much as it's part of the 16 days, is actually Human Rights Day, which also fits into the same theme. Talk to us about the importance of this specific day, Human Rights Day. This year, it's commemorated under the theme, All Human, All Equal, which alludes back to what you were talking about. So what are your thoughts here?
You know, Mike, honestly, again, you know, because I always say words are cheap. Mm-hmm. But again, when we look at all this, okay, it's decided on from the United Nations. You know, policymakers, experts sit, they bring all these stats, and we come back and roll it out. Human rights are but, you know, everyone is equal. Because we go again to the analogy, we are born equal. Whether from a theological understanding, whether you want to say before God's eyes, you are created all equal. Mm-hmm. But we also can say others become more equal in the process of life. Mm-hmm. That's what we see, and that's the living you and I exist in, where others are more equal. But however, at the very beginning of time, we know that we are all born equal. But do we practice that? Do we practice it as a way of life? We don't. So now this becomes emphasis, a reminder to policymakers, to gatekeepers, to custodians of the patriarchal systems. So it's a reminder to all, to parents, to family, to communities, that all human beings, as long as you are a human being, are all equal. So now that to me, the day itself is commemoration and a reminder of something that is supposed to be practiced as part of a living, and not that we should be served reminders about humanity. So it sort of leaves me on that borderline. It serves as a reminder, absolutely. For the world leaders, yes. But the communities, do they know about this day? And I'm talking of the rural folk, where they may not have access to information. Yes, you could argue and say the day of digitalization, we are a global village. Maria, you and I could be in different places. We are having this moment. But if I am to go in the depths of Gokwe right now, and I ask a student at Mapumo Primary School or Chezia High School, and I ask them, what day is Friday and why is it important? You and I, it's a challenge. Do you think they'll know? Do you think they'll have a full understanding? Because you have to bring your experience into the realm of this. What does human rights look like? Every day we see on headlines, violation of women rights. Mm-hmm. This is a violation. That's why at the beginning I asked you, which country can stand up and say they are perfect, they have perfect practices. These are the best practices. And every human being in that country is equal. It starts there. It starts there. They cannot just relate it to one sect of gender-based violence. Mm-hmm. So if we're going to talk of human rights, we have to look at it from a holistic approach, mm-hmm. affecting humanity. But in relation to gender-based violence, we see the violations that are related to gender because of women or girls, born girls. Somehow the inequalities have become very prevalent and they've become part of a girl's living. That is utmost violation of a human right, because it is a human right for a girl to go through a menstrual cycle. Mm-hmm. Yet the reality is we have girls dropping out, missing school because of lack of sanitary pads. Mm-hmm. But yet that cycle is a biological development. Mm-hmm. How right is that picture? I'll just kind of throw you off a little. If provision is made for condoms to prevent unwanted pregnancies, mm-hmm. I'm not saying STIs and so on, but those are given for free.
Right.
So why can we not accord the same to the girl child? It's a human right for this child to have a period, which is part of a development process in a girl child. Right. But that's been minimized to where a girl child is left to miss school or not even go or use certain unhygienic material or product that will eventually lead to a health hazard for the girl child. Mm-hmm. That's what I want those in power policymakers to think about. But we can make this, condom be free. Number two, in relation to the inequalities awarded to women, whether it's at workplace, mm-hmm. whether it's in the home setting, are we protected? Our women rights really considered? Mm-hmm. Because it's almost like they are weighed. Does that suit if it's in a home setting? If a woman is battered, oh no, it's domestic violence, and we don't really cater for that. Is that not still violating her rights as a human being? Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be awarded justice, isn't it?
Right.
Does justice prevail? Mm-hmm. We go back again when it comes to the school, education. It's mm-hmm. a right for a girl child.
Right.
But is that the same right she's given?
What do you think Zimbabwean youth can do as a collective to contribute to the fight for better respect to human rights and, of course, bringing an end to gender-based violence?
You know what? I'm going to say to the youth, and I'm going to speak candidly to the youth. Mm-hmm. There's nobody who can say your stories better than yourselves. There is no one that can speak on the issues affecting the youth besides the youth themselves. But it starts with taking responsibility mm-hmm. and being accountable and speaking out and speaking up. So if you don't realize that and ask and speak up and amplify your voices, mm-hmm. create your own spaces. Let's have the youth being more assertive. Get the same way you do interactions on social media could be the very same way you build your groups. But these groups representing your causes. Mm-hmm. And then putting and holding the leaders accountable. Mm-hmm. Listen to our voices. Listen to us. And the time is now. We cannot pave or define the paths for the youth. The youth surely can be masters of their own destiny.
All right. Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, you are hearing there from Maria Obetwasang Mbelo Wenzagalayo Ngomkankaso with 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Of course, as mentioned by Maria, this campaign runs up until Friday, December 10th, which is a Human Rights Day. But now, earlier on, Muriya Zimbabwe Namshanje Wushelo, whilst focusing on Human Rights Day, I mentioned Wutsi, tonight on The Connection, we're also going to be commemorating the life of Dewa Mavhinga, who was the director of Southern Africa of the Human Rights Watch. Now, Dewa passed away on Saturday, 4th of December. This is a man who's dedicated his life to fighting for human rights. So as I mentioned earlier on, I reached out to some youth to hear their thoughts on the legacy left behind by Dewa as we focus on our Human Rights Day and, of course, the legacy left behind by Dewa Mavhinga. So let's head over to one of the people that I asked to send me a voice note. Lo Ngustavile Dewa, she is another prominent human rights activist who has crossed paths with Dewa Mavhinga. So let's hear what Stavile has to say.
The sudden and untimely death of our brother Dewa Mavhinga came as a shock to us young people who see Dewa as a mentor, who see him as a coach, someone who groomed us when we joined civil society. Years back, he took us as his sisters, he assisted us to navigate the democracy and governance sector. He protected us, he gave us advice, and the other thing that he taught us, which will remain with us forever, is to be brave, to stand up for the most vulnerable people in communities, to fight for justice, to fight for equality, to go out of our way for human rights, for the protection and respect of people's human rights. They were taught us to be brave. I remember in 2017 when the coup happened in November, no one really wanted to call it a coup, but he stood up and said, no, this is unacceptable and this is a coup. When people were killed, women were raped in 2019, they did a documentary, one of the few people who came out speaking against the irregularities, the abuse of power, the dictatorial tendencies that we started seeing in 2019, and for that we celebrate his life, and we promise that we'll take the mantle forward to continuously groom other young women, other young men to be brave, to fight with all that they have. Dewa was one person who never used to stay in one place for long because he had a responsibility not only in Zimbabwe to promote justice, rule of law and democracy, but the African continent as a whole. So this is a sad time for us, and we pray that God comforts his family and that one day his fight will come to conclusion and that we'll be able to reap the sweat, the results of what he pushed for, which is a democratic society that respects human rights regardless of gender, regardless of religion, regardless of political affiliation. So may his soul rest in peace.
Well, Maria Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Stabile Dewa, another young Zimbabwean whose paths crossed with Umnomzana Udewa Mavhinga. But I also received a voice note from the director of Zim Rights, Tsikamai Bere. So let's hear what Tsikamai had to say about his encounter with Mr. Mavhinga.
With the passing on of Dewa Mavhinga, our nation, our region, and the world has been left poorer. There are three words that I can use to describe Dewa. He was first consistent. He was fearless. And he was a true patriot. Dewa was the most consistent human rights voice to ever emerge from our country. You would always know Dewa's position, and he would never keep quiet. This is why Dewa was full of energy. He was all over the place, fighting for human rights. And secondly, on fearlessness, Dewa was a fearless fighter for the rights of the oppressed. There was no office that he was afraid of knocking. There was no politician that he was afraid of calling out. Dewa was a true patriot who remained humble to the end. He was a good fellow. He was full of compassion. He loved his country. And you would know that Dewa cares. For us at Zimrights, and for me personally, we are so much at loss. When I started work at Zimrights, Dewa worked with me to develop our Human Rights Defenders Fund that is meant to take care of what we call invisible activists. These are the activists that nobody knows about, but they are a target by powerful people because of their local organizing capacity. So Dewa worked with us to develop that program. And by the time of his death, we had managed to raise over $50,000 and managed to assist hundreds and hundreds of activists who were endangered.
And now to wrap up this segment, we reached out to Elvis Mugari, another young Zimbabwean who crossed paths with Mr. Mavinga. He too is a human rights advocate. Let's hear what Mr. Mugari had to say. I reached out to Mr. Mugari and we spoke, we caught up via Skype.
Mr. Mavinga himself, I can say, he was an idea. Mr. Mavinga was an idea of an egalitarian society, an egalitarian country, an egalitarian region, an egalitarian continent. Mr. Mavinga himself was an idea of equality, an idea of human rights, an idea of free press. His representation, or his, he gave his whole life to the field of human rights, the downtrodden, the poor, and those ones who are being, you know, victimized across the continent in Zimbabwe. He gave his all for this cause. So he might be dead for sure, and we are missing him, and but his legacy will live on. And what I want to say is he has, sow the seed during his lifetime. And we will see from here going forward a lot of Dewas in the field, a lot of Mavingas in the field doing the same thing when he was doing, because he nurtured it. He nurtured and he sowed the seed in the field. And a lot of people are following the same footprints. Now, so his legacy is on and on and on and on.
Now, speaking on his legacy itself, what do you think about Mr. Mavinga resonated with the youth of Zimbabwe, especially people like yourselves who are also walking the same path of being human rights advocates?
Mr. Mavinga's rights as legacy, as you were saying, it's resonating with us as the young people, because recently we have seen the rise of many young people who are becoming more conscious and start to understand the value. And as I've been always saying, each and every generation has a responsibility. Each and every generation has a generational question or a mandate to answer or to attend to. So the young people have been waking up, especially in Africa, in the Southern Africa, in the region, and also in Africa in particular, and they've been understanding and getting to understand the idea of, or having the consciousness of knowing what is our role in this country, what is our role in this continent or in this region. So we resonate with his legacy because his whole life was committed in fighting for what is good, in fighting for the future, not of only his own future, but the future of the young people. So we resonate as we are agitating us as the young people for a better future for all, for a free country, for a free region, and a free continent. So we resonate because we had understood recently, the young people has understood recently, you know, our generational mandate. That's our generational mandate, is to push for freedom, is to get rid of dictatorship around the region and around the continent, of which has been standing firm in fighting against repression, in fighting against manipulation, in fighting against, you know, human rights abuses in the country, in Zimbabwe, in the region, in the Southern Africa, and in the continent in particular.
Ndanzikumurawo kuti muti pawo maonero enyu nezveupenyu hwakararamwa navamavhinga.
Upenyu hwakararamwa navamavhinga upenyu hwatinoti tese vari munoona nezvenyaya dzokurwira kodzero dzevanhu, upenyu hwakanga huri principled ende hwakamira pachokwadi kuti kana tichitaura nyaya dzemahuman rights tiri kutaura nyaya dzemahuman rights. Kana tichitaura nyaya dzekuti kodzero dzevanhu hadzifani kumbunyikidzwa, kodzero dzevanhu hadzifani kumbunyikidzwa. Saka upenyu hwavo hwese hwanga hwakahupira panyaya iyi yekuchengetedzwa nekurwirwa kwekodzero dzevanhu kusvika zuva ravatisiya. Vakanga vasinamira, hapana zuva rimwe chete ravakasvinduruka papozishen yavo pachinhano chokurwira kodzero dzevanhu muzimbabwe, chokurwira kodzero dzevanhu musouthern africa nekurwira kodzero dzevanhu muafrica yese jikelele.
Zvii zvamungati makadzidza muchiona upenyu hwavamavhinga?
Takadzidza zvinhu zvakawanda. Chinhu chechimwe chinhu chatakadzidza inyaya yepersistence and knowing your purpose, kana kuti kuziva chinangwa chako under the sun, kana kuti panyika pano. Vamavhinga munhu akanga ane purpose ende munhu akaziva kuti the reason why ndiri panyika pano, ndinofanira kumira nezvido zvevanhu, ndinofanira kumira nekodzero dzevanhu, ndinofanira kumira nekuti kodzero dzevanhu from Zambezi to Limpopo dzirege kumbunyikidzwa, from Cape to Cairo dzirege kumbunyikidzwa, bado dzichengetedzwe vachilidza. Saka munhu akaziva kuti purpose yangu panyika ndeye. Ndo zvinhu zvatakadzidza kuti isu tofanira kuziva in our life sevechidiki varipo nhasi kuti what is our purpose, nemhaka yetiri pano panyika, what should be done. Tofanira kuziva timire persistently in what we believe. Vamavhinga vakamira persistently in what he believed. That is the protection of the people's rights. That is equality, kuchengetedzwa nekuvapo kwekodzero dzevanhu nehumwe chete kubva muafrica mese, muzimbabwe, musouthern africa and africa yese sezvandataura.
In closing, Mr. Mugari, looking at his legacy, what last words would you like to leave for the youth, not just of Zimbabwe, but the whole world over? Because this is
the world, the young people must stand firm in what we believe in. And if I want to go back, we are in a very difficult time, and it's very sad that Mr. Mavhinga left us in a moment or during the time when we need his leadership and his, coaching the most. But with his legacy, we know what to do. We know the direction. And we are saying as we are closing that he lived his life. He fought a very good fight, of which us as the young people, we must follow the footsteps. We might be crying today, but his legacy will live on and will continue. Because we know that, my brother, in this fight, in this democratic fight, we might lose the comrades, but we must soldier on. We must continue fighting what we believe in. So the young people in Africa, in Zimbabwe, and in the world in particular, must understand and know their generational question and mandate, and then we stand on it. Especially as we are heading towards, we are seeing a lot of things around the world, inequality, a lot of things, you know, repression in many countries. The young people must come together and fight and stand on what Mr. Mavhinga believed in, human rights, rule of law, and we need to stand on the same foot and defend the people's rights and call for constitutionalism and the rule of law around the continent and the world in particular.
All right, then, Mudie Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Elvis Mugari, a young Zimbabwean human rights advocate, speaking on the legacy of the late Dewa Mavhinga. Now, to the Mavhinga family, Sithi Khalanda Onyelani Zilugandaba, njengomsakazi West 7, we mourn the loss of a prominent human rights advocate, someone who dedicated his life to fighting for human rights. And of course, this is happening during a time whereby the world was just about to commemorate Human Rights Day. So to the Mavhinga family, once again, we say our condolences. And of course, to everybody who has crossed paths with Mr. Mavhinga, including some of my colleagues who have gotten the opportunity to interact with him and know him very well, Sithi Langalezo, my condolences. We will miss him, especially here, Panubane Femirio Studio 7. Now, Mudie Zimbabwe, unfortunately, my time here is up. Sesifikile maphethelweni ohlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo, Mudie Zimbabwe. Thank you so much to all my guests who took the time out to be with us. Shout out to all the youth who sent their voice notes. Shout out to all Cherry Otobo for taking time out. And of course, Maria Majima, who took time out to be with us. At BigMike3 is the username on Twitter and Instagram. If you're looking to catch up with me, Maria Zimbabwe, you can find me there. Let's meet, same time, same place. Pano Panepinyere Studio 7. Maria Zimbabwe. Bye-bye.